Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Look, folks, I'm just going to tell you what they're saying, and if it's true, it's out there, it's interesting. Daily Beast, see, there's the problem. Liberal publication Daily Beast reporting that their intelligence sources, so be very careful, okay? I'm gonna put the big disclaimer in here. Their intelligence sources are telling them that the DC Capitol shooter was forced to do the shooting because the Taliban demanded he hit troops on U.S. soil because, or otherwise they would kill members of his family who are still back in Afghanistan. I'm going to mention it and move on. I'm going to need another source on that. It's out there. It's getting a lot of interest. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Meanwhile, folks, Democrats desperate to keep the cartels' rat lines in place, the rat lines that bring them their illegal immigrant children, their illegal immigrant adult voters, their drugs, and most importantly, the flood of drug money into the country. All of it. And they're realizing that Trump has found the mother nest. You ever see Alien where she's like, she's killing all these aliens, but she can't figure out why she can't stop it. And then she realizes that there's a queen alien, like a queen bee, and she's got to kill the queen. The queen is Venezuela. Democrats know it. Trump's figured it out and they will do anything to stop it. Headline in The Hill today. And this is the headline is this: Loomer, Army Secretary's office plotting coup against Hegseth. See, the deal here is that they need the military to rebel in order to save their Marxist friends and foot soldiers in Venezuela. And Cartel de los Soles, I've been telling you for months, is the mother. I've been saying that before everybody else realized it. Since Trump took office. Well, conservative activist Laura Loomer is now serving as a reporter. She's covering the Pentagon. On Monday, accused the Office of Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll of trying to oust Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in a coup. Hegseth's leadership has been repeatedly questioned. Now they've done another hit on him. Do you see what just happened? Episode of South Park comes out. And what is it? Making fun of Hegseth. That's totally coordinated for this week. Now we've got this Office of the Inspector General's report about, you know, Hegseth might have put some soldiers in danger by using Signal chat group and they accidentally tagged somebody in, classified information. Hegseth says, not true. There's no classified info. And by the way, that's ridiculous. Okay. We don't have troops in Yemen fighting the Houthis. We, bam, hit them from the air. That's what they were talking about. So this idea, put the troops, that's just stupid. There was no troop danger. That's just dumb. But they make stuff up. And here's the thing. These Democrats, including the Inspector General of the Pentagon, are still embedded in there. So this is another hit on Hegseth. They want to replace him with someone who will run an actual coup, U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll. And that way, Driscoll and whoever follows him can refuse to carry out the orders and save Maduro and the cartels, which are synonymous with, I mean, Democrats, cartels, they've all merged. That's what's going on right now. Okay, who is Dan Driscoll? Dan Driscoll is very, very good friends with a Congress member who is married to Jake Sullivan. Jake Sullivan is the architect of the Afghan disaster. His wife is a congresswoman who is one of the Seditious Six in that video. See how this works? So what they want to do is to get Hegseth out of there because they think they can manage the officials that are left, and they believe they can manage the Senate for the reappointment process. In other words, they can either keep that seat vacant, and Trump will lose control of the military. They can protect their rat lines, protect their human trafficking lines, protect their drug lines, protect their cartel friends who have effectively merged with the Democrat Party. So what you're seeing here is desperation. What this means is Trump has found the nest. He's found the queen. He's about to destroy it like an alien. Sigourney Weaver. That's where we are right now. And into this comes, and folks, I have been dying to read this to you. I needed a better source. I needed a more solid source before I could tell you. I understand why he's going off to Venezuela, and there's a very key reason he's going off to Venezuela. Number one, Hezbollah. Number two, China. Number three, election fraud. Wait, what?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Drugs wasn't even in the top three. Mm-hmm. See, Trump can't say this. But guess who just did? The Dallas Express broke this story this morning. Hugo Caraval Barrios. He is the former director of military intelligence for Venezuela, one of the most powerful figures inside the government of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro. He just wrote an open letter to Donald Trump from prison, warning the American people that not only is Trump justified, he should go harder at Venezuela. And he describes the network he built. He built inside the United States of America. He says in this letter to Donald Trump, he said, "I publicly broke with the Maduro regime in 2017 and fled my country, knowing that I faced criminal charges in the United States. In doing so," he said, "I became their enemy." And sure enough, we got him. We tried him. He's in a U.S. prison right now. His attorney is a former federal prosecutor, passed the letter on. "I personally witnessed how Hugo Chavez's government became a criminal organization that is now run by Nicolas Maduro. The purpose of the organization, now known as Cartel of the Suns, I told you, is to weaponize drugs against the United States. The drugs that reach your cities through new routes were not accidents of corruption, nor the work of independent traffickers. I told you, they were deliberate policies coordinated by the Venezuelan regime against the U.S. But it's not just Tren de Aragua moving them. It is a network of terrorists, FARC, ELN, and Hezbollah." He says he knows because he built it. The regime provided weapons, passports, and impunity for these terrorist organizations to operate freely from Venezuela against the United States, trafficking throughout Mexico. I told you, I told you, I told you. This is the nest. I was present, he writes, when decisions were made to organize and weaponize criminal gangs across Venezuela to protect the regime. Among them, a group called Tren de Aragua. Chavez, the then leader of Venezuela, ordered the recruitment of criminal leaders inside and outside prisons to defend the revolution in exchange for impunity, he says. Gang leaders were instructed to send thousands of members out of the country to the U.S. It was coordinated through the Ministry of the Interior, the Ministry of Prisons, and the National Guard and National Police Forces. Tren de Aragua became the most effective. Okay, he says, when the Biden-Harris open border policy became widely known, they seized the opportunity to send these operatives into the U.S. I would argue with the coordination with the FBI. Folks, this is exactly what I've been telling you. What did Maduro say in that speech in the beginning of the year? When I went, we're gonna clash with Venezuela. He said, I didn't want to send them. Biden made me. He said the FBI ran him. Speech is still on X. The FBI ran him through safe houses in Colombia and trafficked him into the country. Your government helped. He doesn't say that in this letter, but all the rest of it is there. Again, that was from Maduro, from his speech, when he's saying to Trump, listen, don't hurt me, don't kill me, don't blame me. Biden made me do it. I didn't want to send them. Who knows what the truth is, but we agree on this. They came. And this is the guy who coordinated it all. When the Biden-Harris open border policy became widely known, he says in his letter to Trump from federal prison, they seized the opportunity to send these operatives into the United States. They now have obedient, listen to this, armed personnel on American soil. To finance their operatives, they were explicitly instructed to continue kidnapping, extorting, and killing. Every crime they commit on your soil is an act ordered by the regime. He said, I was present when Russian intelligence came to Caracas to propose to Hugo Chavez the tapping of submarine internet cables that connect most of South America and the Caribbean islands with the U.S. for the purpose of penetrating United States government communications. In 2015, he writes, I warned Maduro that allowing Russian intelligence to build and run a secret listening post on La Ochilla Island would one day invite American bombs, but he ignored me. For 20 years, the Venezuelan regime has sent spies into your country. Many are still there. Cuban intelligence showed me their networks inside your naval bases on the East Coast. They bragged about having thousands of spies over decades, some now career politicians. U.S. diplomats and CIA officers were paid to, I told you, watch the CIA, were paid to assist Chavez and Maduro in remaining in power. These Americans acted as spies for Cuba and Venezuela. Some remain active to this day. And then the bombshell. And it all makes sense. The war against the deep state, the Democrat Party, and the cartels, all one international criminal organization, starts in Venezuela. But what I just told you isn't the craziest part. No, that's in the next segment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.